On Christmas Eve at Everbank Field, the Jaguars gave their fans something to cheer about. The team's first win in more than 2 months sent the faithful home happy. For the Shirley family, though, the feeling was more than happy. In fact, there probably isn't a word in the dictionary to describe what it feels like to be sent home with a new home.
I don't even have words. It's changed everything about what we're going to be doing and how we're going to proceed forward. So it's amazing. Thank you guys very much. It's just awesome.
The Dreamfinders home was built to give away, both literally and figuratively. Literally, the home just inside Gateford Everbank Field was built in three parts with the intention of putting them on trucks and taking them to a lot in Springfield.
The front, the back, and the roof all come apart. We'll move those individual pieces to the new home site, which is in Springfield, put it back together, and then obviously we'll have a little bit of finish work.
Figuratively, because the house was built both of lumber and nails, and the love and gratitude of the folks at Dreamfinders Homes, whose feelings for the sacrifice of our veterans ran deep through the project.
Obviously, Jacksonville, huge military town, big part of who we are, you know, as a city. Nationally, it's a big part of who we are. So we thought, what better connection, you know, than to give the home back to a military veteran.
The first home ever built inside a stadium complex will leave a legacy, both where it sat and where it will sit. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.